Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Hope you should go to my website when you can. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll follow you home. If you see something you like there, tell us what it is, and we'll follow you home. We got all the instructions there, all the information on how we can do that. And one of the ways we'll follow you home that will set you up for the week ahead is our newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. All you got to do is tell us you want it, and it's easy to do. Just give us your email address right there off the homepage. The subscribe opportunity is right there. Don't forget to take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And don't forget all the other things you can read, listen, ask questions. Every week we have 20 brand new interviews every week, and turn into about 200, not 200, let's see, what that'd be, about 50, I should say, 50 different pieces of content. So check it out there. All that's fresh every weekday. Having a great visit with our good friend Nell Merlino. Nell is, and I have been friends for a long time. I'm so impressed with the good work that she does over there at Make Mine a Million. Also, Count Me In is one of her organizations. She's helping women business owners get off the ground. Nell, it's MakeMineAMillion.com, is that right?
.org. MakeMineAMillion.org.
And, yeah. And so it's for ladies. Guys, you can go hang out too. In fact, you probably have to have some guys to come there just to make it legitimate, right? I mean, you got to have.
We actually the other thing that we've noticed. So I would say, if there are men out there that are curious, because the number of male-owned businesses at a million is going down, not up.
Wow.
Which we saw in the census. So
interesting.
One of the things we're contemplating is maybe doing an event a year where we invite some men to come and compete with us also.
Hey, I like that idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're really looking at that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Now, one of the things you've done is you've learned some things. When you first started out getting this Make Mine a Million program off the ground, you established some parameters. You needed to have a certain level of performance to be qualified, just so we know you're a serious business and et cetera, et cetera. But you found out that if you made a few adjustments and tweaks, it actually opened up a lot more doors. Tell us about that.
Well, what we used to get in a whole lot of applications. We'd get, 500, 800 applications. And then in our office, because you can fill it out online, but we would get them and we'd look at them in our office and we'd narrow it down to 20, 30 finalists. And we'd have these wonderful events and we'd get 10 winners and they'd get all these wonderful, resources from American Express and Sam's Clubs and all kinds of people and our coaching. But we were always sort of frustrated and sad because all the people in the audience, what did they get?
Mm-hmm.
So we flipped it all around and now up to 250 women can come. They have to answer 5 questions to apply and it's, how long have you been? You need to be in business 2 years. Have revenue of about $180,000. That's and then anywhere up to $700,000.
Annual revenue.
And annual revenue, gross annual revenue, and that you want to grow to a million. That's what you got to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come, and you give a 2-minute pitch about your business. 2 minutes explaining, what your business is, what your plans are for growth, and how you think we could help you. And we did this in Denver in April, and it was so incredible. We had, all kinds of experts and judges, so that, there were rooms of about 40 women pitching, going over, it was, everybody was talking about their business by lunchtime. I mean, it was just this complete buzzy kind of tornado of activity. And at the end of this process, we had 50 women who are now Make Mine a $1 million business winners. It used to take
wow.
a year to get 50.
Wow.
It took us one event.
Wow.
So we are going to do that again in Philadelphia, and we have these pitch parties beforehand so you can practice. I'll get you the schedule of pitch parties.
And I bet networking like crazy.
Oh, I mean, once you hear what somebody's business is, when you're sitting in a room with 50, 60 other women who are telling about their businesses, not only do you learn a lot, but you also get to figure out, I could buy that from her. Or she could do my
and
book.
This is
she
so classic female. I mean, what I mean by that is collaboration. Thy name is woman, and not so much guys. And guys do it, but not as we're not as attracted to it as women are, and also the encouragement that one woman gets from another is like on a scale on a factor of 10 more for a woman than it is for a guy.
True.
It just
absolutely
is.
Absolutely true. So we've worked out a way of delivering our knowledge and content that's accessible to so many more people, which is something I've wanted to do for years. And it just took us a little while to figure out exactly what would work. And I've never, all of us have been to conferences. And by the end of the day, the room is usually half full sometimes.
Yep.
There, every seat was full
at the
end of the day.
And people, where you got one in Philadelphia coming up when?
It's Philadelphia. It's September 26th. You can apply now. You go to makemoneymillion.org, fill that out.
Can I see the others are going to be after that on your website?
We don't know yet. We know this one in Philadelphia, so we want to get as
many people. Can I learn from afar? If I can't make it to Philadelphia, is there some way I can find out more about what's going on from the website?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to list all these pitch parties.
Okay, good.
Which are the key to getting ready for this event and the key to getting ready to go to talk to a banker or a group of new customers.
MakeMineAMillion.org. Check it out. Nell, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. I'm proud of all the things that you do. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.